Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we ask that you speak to us through your word. Touch our hearts, Lord. Lift the veil from your word. Let us see your plan. And let us know in our hearts that the right thing to do is to live for you. The right thing to do is to stand for the one who is truth, the one who is coming to judge. As we see in your word, Lord, give us a message. And as you give us a message, may we boldly preach your purposes and your plans for the end. So, Father, I ask you this morning to reveal yourself to us, to guide us and to lead us, to light our path, and to cause us, Lord, to grow into your image. Bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. We carry on with the prophet Zechariah, and this morning we're going to be looking at obedience versus legalism. Obedience versus legalism. Zechariah was raised up at a time after the Babylonian captivity when Israel was at a very low point. A remnant had heard the call of God to go back to their land, and Ezra tells us less than 50,000 went back. And when they returned, they found ruins. Their city was destroyed. The temple was non-existent, and God told them to rebuild it. But as always, there was tremendous opposition to the will of God and to the word of God from the people round about them. The returning exiles became despondent, and after they had laid the foundation of the temple, they stopped work for about 16 years. And it was during this time that God raised Zechariah up to give them words of comfort and hope. And his first message to them was a message of repentance. Turn to God and his blessings will overtake you. Turn to God and you will see the plan of God unfold in your eyes, before your eyes, in your life. We also then looked at the 10 visions that Zechariah had in one night, where God showed Zechariah what was going to happen to them even until the end of time. How God would be with them. How he would reinstate them as priests. How they would shine for God again. How Jerusalem would be restored. But not before the world was to go through a great time of darkness, culminating in the tribulation, Daniel's 70th week. The curse was to enter into the houses of the wicked, the lawless, the godless, the corrupt, because God was first to judge the world. He first has to put down wickedness in the valley of judgment that lies between the two brass mountains before they were going to be reinstated. Zechariah speaks to us today because these events are going to take place. God is coming to judge the world. But not only this, we have been grafted into the olive tree, and so that the way that God deals with the Jews is the way that God is going to deal with us. Paul says that they, the Jews, and the things that happen to them serve as an example to us. They are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And so if you think that you are standing, take heed lest you fall, because we should not behave as they did. Zechariah says, don't be like your fathers. The Babylonian captivity happened because of their disobedience. Turn to God so that God can bless you. And sadder still is that we also do the same things. God says, if you do this, then I will have to do that. But we repeat the sins of the past, and we also suffer accordingly. God has not finished with the Jews, as we have seen in this series so far. If God was finished with them, then he's also finished with us. But thank the Lord that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Thank the Lord that he has a plan for Israel and with us. And if you stay close to God, he will lift the veil that is covering his word, and you will be able to see his plan. And in Zechariah, it's God's plan to save Israel and to judge wickedness and to put an end to God's enemies so that Jesus can rule and reign from His holy city, Jerusalem, and bring peace to this earth. Now in chapter 7 and 8, God through Zechariah deals with the problem of false repentance and a false religion. Because a delegation of Jews from Babylon came to Zechariah to inquire about certain rituals or customs and what they were supposed to do. So let's look at this message this morning from God to the people in chapter 7 and chapter 8. And Zechariah once again points out in these chapters that the key to right relationship with God is obedience. Fasting for the sake of fasting is futile. Legalistic observance of the law can never serve as a substitute for reflecting God's love in everyday living. Well, let's look closer at these two chapters this morning. Open with me to Zechariah chapter 7 and let's read from verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day in the ninth month, even in Chislew. Now Chislew is the month of December. That's the ninth month. When they had said unto the house, sent unto the house of God, Sereza and Regemmelech, and their men to pray before the Lord, and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? Well, ever since the Babylonian captivity, and particularly the destruction of the temple, throughout the entire 70 years, the Jews had imposed upon themselves four fasts to commemorate these terrible things that had happened to them. And these fasts started in July and ended in January. And so let's look at these fasts so that we can gain a better understanding of Zechariah and God's message to us today. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 52. Jeremiah chapter 52 and from verse 4. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all of his army, against Jerusalem and pitched against it and built forts against it round about. Well, this is the siege of Jerusalem, and it began on this day, the 10th of January, and January is the 10th month. Verse 5. So the city was besieged unto the 11th.